Welcome to Bear Podcast, episode 310. All right, that's a wrap up of TBRU and Maynard doing some bang, bang, pow.
No, I did it the way to bang, bang, pow. No.
But Fergie did on Thursday.
Oh, he did? Really?
No, it's actually Boom Boom Pow in it.
So welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. Well, Maynard gets the Boom Boom Pow. Mm-hmm.
That's right. No, well, TBRU was really fun. And yeah, this is just the second part of this week. I kind of talked about the Bear Podcast. TBRU, I mean, the last episode, and with Malcolm Ingram. And this time, on this episode, we're having...
Fergie!
Not Fergie. Doug Langway from New York, and he's the director and writer of Bear City, the movie. So I'll put the links on the show notes for you guys to check out. And yeah, it's fun to talk to him. It was great. But before you'll hear it in the interview, so you guys would like it. And I should also tell you guys that this is also the audio part. There's going to be a video part coming up within the week, so bear with us, okay?
Bow, bow.
Not that kind of video, no.
Oh.
Oh. Anyway, Ray, so weekend updates, Ray. What happened to you last weekend?
Well, I went and saw the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, you did? They were in town? That's why, okay. I didn't know.
They were at the rodeo on Thursday. Where were you?
That's right. Well, I was at TBRU. Anybody
was at the Black Eyed Peas concert.
I've never been to the radio.
It was over 65,000 people at the Black Eyed Peas concert. It topped.
Wow.
The highest number of people, I think, going to the rodeo is what they said.
Wow, that many.
But I will say this. The Black Eyed Peas live kick ass. You know, a lot of people go out there and you think they're going to lip sing it or do some stuff. No, Fergie was blowing it out there, baby. It was all live. Because one of them lost their mics in the middle of it. The Asian guy, what's his name? Crap, I can't remember what his name is. The Asian guy in the group. Stuff like that. Yeah, the Asian guy in the group.
I think he's Filipino.
Well, Filipino's still Asian, isn't he?
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, just being specific.
Okay. So anyway, but it was an incredible concert. Had a very good time that night. So,
wow.
Rodeo was, going to the rodeo once, twice a year is always fun. So,
you know what? That's one thing I've never been to the rodeo. I've never been
invited.
Oh, my God. Never, ever. I mean,
well, we were supposed to have somebody that was on the committee come walk us in to the deal. You know, a friend of mine took us, and he was all embarrassed because he never could get in touch with the chick while we were there. And it was like, well, you know, it's not that big a deal. We'll just, go out to the fairgrounds and ride some rides, and then we can go home early and stuff. But we were walking by, and this guy said, y'all going to the concert tonight? And we were like, no. And he was like, well, here, have my tickets.
Wow.
And he gave us two tickets, and we were on the 50-yard line about 20 seats back from the field. And then, you know, at the rodeo, the stage is in the center, and it rotates. So
wow.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. Great seats, great concert, had a great time. Took forever to get home that night, but it was cool.
Nice.
So, and well, Lady Gaga's coming to Houston.
I think we should do that. I need to watch her. When is Lady Gaga going to?
I think it's in July. So, we're waiting to see when the tickets are going to go on sale, so.
Oh, that's going to be a sold-out concert, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I'm gay. I want to see Lady Gaga. Well, obviously, you are too, Ray.
Yeah,
it's interesting weekend. It was cold, right? Well, did it snow here in Houston?
No, it just rained.
It just rained? Okay.
Yeah.
It's, well, in Dallas, it snowed. You know,
oh,
a couple of
snow?
Yeah, we got snow, about an inch and an inch and a half or an inch or two, maybe.
I'm sure a lot of people there this weekend got an inch or two.
Oh, yeah. Our friend from Killer Bob, he was selling jackets, and he was just saying, yes, it's raining, it's snowing, yes, they're going to buy my jackets, and sure enough, they bought all his jackets. So cool. It was a good weekend for him.
Yeah.
It was funny.
How's our t-shirt guys?
Oh, the t-shirt guys from Wolf Tees. Yes, they have. We got some t-shirt. I got a t-shirt for you. So when I see you, probably this weekend, or okay. Yeah, this week, I got a surprise for you from Wolf Tees. Yes, and yeah, shout out to the Wolf Tees guys, Rex and Dustin, and they donated the shirt also. So yeah, I have something in mind for that shirt that they got. Okay, so what else happened this weekend? Last weekend, Ray?
Not much. Just hung around here. So I went and saw the Bounty Hunter.
Really?
Gerard Butler and Jennifer Aniston.
Isn't that a chick flick?
Yeah, and it wasn't that good of a chick flick. I mean, other than seeing Gerard, I mean, it was kind of funny, but other than seeing Gerard Butler half naked, which he was not even as naked as he was in 300. So, but it was okay.
Of course, it's better in 300, but.
Yeah, so, but it was a good movie. I mean, it was okay. I mean, I wouldn't, if you want to take somebody to go see it, go see it. If not, wait for it to come out on DVD.
DVD but or cable week, or bootleg.
Yeah, but this weekend we got Repo Man coming out.
I think that's good. I think that's interesting.
How to Train Your Dragon's coming out. Mm-hmm. I think there's one more we were talking about. So this probably going to be a busy weekend in the movies. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, let's go on with our guest today. We have our guest, Doug Langway. He's actually a friend of a friend. And he's also being handled by Louis Tice. Thank you again for Louis. Louis Tice for getting me in touch with... getting it together with Doug, and so Doug Langway is the director and writer of Bear City the movie, and I will put the links on the show notes on the website. It's Bear City the movie, and yeah, here's the interview with Doug.
Yeah, that's it.
nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof! What a bear!
Hey everyone, this is Nard and. Joining me today is Doug Langway.
Yes. How you doing?
He's the director-writer of Bear City the Movie.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, so tell us about Bear City the Movie.
Okay, well, it is written by myself and Larry Ferber. It's out of a story out of my head for the last... I've been a part of the bear community for probably 20 years before it was even the bear community. It was more like...
Big guys, hairy guys.
Yeah, big guys and hairy guys mixed in, kind of girth and mirth slash, you know, yeah. Outsiders party. And then, you know, 1995 or so, or, you know, there's a lot of bear history going on when Craig made the flag and all that fun stuff. But, you know, I've watched that grow. And I've been a 20-year-old standing outside a bear bar wondering if I should go in kind of idea. Uh-huh. So I kind of wanted to make a movie that spanned the entire community as I saw it in the last 20 years.
Okay.
So this is a story of a young kid, Tyler, who is a... upcoming wannabe actor, moves to New York with some actor friends who are all part of the kind of Chelsea thing,
actor
Chelsea
community.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's not really what he wants to be, but he's sort of in the closet with his bear attraction, so he has this sort of online bear life.
Okay.
And eventually someone online pulls him in, says, come to the bar, and off starts the adventure of Bear City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see that you have some... we have Chris March in there from Project Runway.
Yes, we do.
I was looking at him. Oh my God, Chris March. Okay. So.
Yeah, he's very adorable. Uh-huh. He's actually a neighbor of mine.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was sort of that easy. Like that. Yeah, I was like.
I bet he's got stories about Project Runway after the whole show. Thing.
Yes,
yeah,
he definitely does. He doesn't say it on much, but
oh yeah.
But yeah, we got him a nice cameo. We got a cameo of Kevin Chamberlain, mm-hmm. who's actually now in. In the Addams Family on Broadway, but there have been a ton of great cameos and a lot of great people that want to be involved, Michael Musto, and it's just been really nice. But it's basically the story is what drives it. You know, you have this young, you know, person trying to get in touch with his what he likes and what he's attracted to, and make that a part of his life.
Is it like a reflection of your life.
Oh
my God!
Yes, you
so
would
Tyler
say
is
that.
You. Your Tyler. Okay.
Yes, it's basically Doug's. No, yes, it is. And then because I've lived, you know, 20 years in the bear life, I've seen a lot. I've gone through a lot. So I've kind of all the characters have at least something to do with me or people that I know, and half of them know who they are. So like, you know, I'm not going to be. Uh-huh. But you know, so you have basically this young 20-something who falls in love with a daddy who is sort of a player, like a Brian Kinney from Queer as Folk, and he, you know, he's just notching bedposts. You know, she's this daddy that doesn't...
A daddy bear is like a Brian Kinney. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Who's not really looking for love at all. He's more looking for, you know, right now, not Mr. Right.
Yeah.
And so then, but they find this bond together that they have, and so they start to slowly fall in love, and it's that kind of... That kind of attraction and detraction and falling in love between two people that are fighting it is fun. And then, but then he moves in. Tyler moves in with a couple who has been together for a few years, and they're thinking of opening a relationship. So there's all the rules about opening a relationship.
And bears and open relationship.
Yeah, it's a new concept, really.
Yeah, it's really
never heard of it.
Really.
No. I'm kind of putting it out there in the forefront. There could be this open relationship concept
there's
that I'm forging.
Be something out there. Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, but there's fun to watch that. You know, every couple's gone, not every couple, but every couple that has gone down that road has gone through the kind of trials and tribulations of that first experience of opening a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like, you know, another character with a very Latino muscle boy and a big, big chubby bear.
Ooh,
who is, who's a very hot, passionate relationship, and the passion goes all over the place.
Awesome.
It's the best way to put that without ruining it.
So how long have you been working with this film? It's still a production now, right?
It's done, yeah.
It's done.
Done producing. Like, we shot 16 days in August in New York City, last August in the sweltering heat. I think that most of the bears on set were like, why in God's name would you shoot a bear movie in the middle of August? As all these sweaty... hot bears.
Oh.
But I just thought that made it more interesting.
Nice.
Yeah,
yes,
thank you.
That's better.
I said, you know, I like hot, sweaty big bears. That kind of works for me. Mm-hmm. But the makeup artist wanted to kill me.
I would imagine she was the first, like, the first one, no.
powder.
Yeah, I know that. I would understand.
But yeah, it was even the Tweaky Boys were sweating. So that was pretty, it was a hot experience. But so it was, you know, 16 days of the main shoot. The bear community in New York and bear community everywhere came out in droves. We had people come for our final eagle scene, which is a big eagles. Dance party. People came from all the way down here, Rex from Wooftees, and those guys came. People from Tennessee, people from California, San
Francisco.
Just
to be in the film? Oh,
just
to be I saw
in
that
the
email. He's sending people out. Okay, we need extras. So
everybody just like flew in. It was an amazing experience. I think it was a $2,000 bar bill at the end of that night at the Eagle, which I'm still paying off. Thank you.
Oh, okay. thank you, Eagle.
But it was thank you, Eagle. We love the New York City Eagle and Derek Denton. But yes, it was a wonderful experience, and people came out in droves, and all the different brands that make up the community, Bear Wash and, you know, Beartopia, and all these different people came out to support it. So it's been great.
Were you like coordinating them? Okay, dance.
yes.
Much. Okay.
You know what? It's funny about bears is they you know they all sort of want to pretend they're wallflowery, but you know what? You get a camera around them, they're all like, "I want to be up front, me." And they all know what they're doing. I'm like, you know, you have the dance scene, and they can't really talk, and you have the music going, but then you have to shut the music off for the dialogue, and everybody kept in time. You know, bears got rhythm. Who knew?
Yeah,
bears got rhythm, and so they kept moving. And the chatty scenes, they'd look like they're chatting. They knew how to work.
They know how to work.
They did. And most of the actors were gay, but the ones that weren't were just right comfortable with all the bears. The bears made everybody feel happy.
That's awesome.
It was interesting.
Oh, so how about the production when you were directing and everything? What's the hardest part that you experienced? I mean, any...
the hardest part of production...
when you're filming,
most directors would say the hardest part is trying to keep it in control. I'm more of a chaotic director, in the fact that my brain moves pretty quick, so I kind of like the out of control experience. I like keeping it on the edge of control.
Were you winging it all the way?
Not winging it. No. I just trusting my gut.
Oh, okay.
I had a lot of great people. I mean, the talent was amazing. Stephen Guarino from Big A Sketch Show. We had some real hitters.
Oh,
Garrett McCullough from CSI and. You know, James Martini's from Numbers. Everybody had, like, these are real actors. I was like, wow, real actors. So, and then the crew I got, I wanted a young, hungry crew. And they were handpicked by the guys who did another gay movie, another gay sequel. Derek Crowell helped me with Heidi. Got this whole group together of just, like, young, hungry people that really wanted to shine. So, for me, it was more about me being the vision manager, I called it. I'm like, I'm the vision manager. You guys are making the movie. Like, I'm not making the movie. You guys are making the movie. I'm just managing the vision. So it was a wild ride. Every department wanted to roar. And if I let them each do that, we'd be like over budget by $10 million and never get it done. So you have to kind of say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, let's go.
You have to filter it.
Yeah, right? You got to filter it and go. And so the hardest part is knowing when to trust your gut and just say go. Because you only have 16 days to shoot, and you really you have to get
so everything. You really schedule it that way, 16 days.
16 days. And most are 29 to 41 days. Like 16 days is a pretty ridiculous amount of time to shoot something. But it was important that I made it at a budget that would allow all the investors that believed in the movie to get paid back. Because ultimately, you know, people have to pay for this movie, and it was all just people that believed in it. So I'd love to be able to get them their money back so they can make the next one.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The sequel?
Bear City 2.
Bear City 2.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's more like it's a dramedy.
Yeah, I guess it's Sex and the City with bears is what I call it. You know, it's a group of gay friends in New York.
That's right.
And it's what they go through. And so, yeah, it's a romantic comedy. It's a rom-com.
Awesome.
It's fun. It definitely touches on issues that are important. But it makes you feel warm inside. Warm and fuzzy.
Aw. That's so
warm
cute.
And fuzzy. You know.
Okay, so right now we are at TBRU. This
yes.
is actually live at TBRU. And you're going to do a film review tonight.
Well, I'm going to show
a trailer.
Yeah, it's sort of a TBRU trailer because it shows a little more than it should for a trailer. You know, but I think that there's so many people that have been waiting for at least a glimpse of this. A lot of the people here are actually in the movie. So,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so they're all vying for being in the trailer.
I'm going to
so
look up for you.
So they can get laid, you know. So if they're in the trailer, then they're getting laid at TBRU. That's how that works.
So that's what they're going to say. Okay.
Hi, cutie. See me in the trailer?
I'm in the trailer.
Exactly. Here's my nipple. So it's a little longer than a regular trailer. It's about 2.5 minutes. And it... you know, it shows, it starts out like a regular trailer, but then I kind of break out a little tiny mini scene, let people see what's going on in the comedy, and then I give you basically what's going on in each of the three parallel stories. Mm-hmm. And then it gets wild, shows some skin, shows some sex, and shows some credits, and that's it.
Which reminds me, okay, you talked about, there are sex scenes.
Yes, there are.
There are sex scenes, but they're going to be in a director's cut? Or is it going to be
It's all in there.
Oh, it's all in there.
I was kidding about that. Well, I mean, the director's cut would have a little more of this or that, but honestly, I'm not really going to do a director's cut as much as just show... deleted scenes.
Deleted scenes.
Don't make it depending on...
okay.
If you're on Logo, you're obviously not going to see as much as you'd see on, like, a Here TV.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
But you know...
It'd be nice, though.
In the theaters, yes. The theaters, if everybody goes to see in the theaters or at the Bear Runs or, you know, gets it on DVD, you'll see everything you're supposed to see.
You're going
to
do some more previews this year?
Yeah, well, we're going to do the film festival circuit in June. We'll probably come out in June. And then we'll be in theaters in July. July and August. And then we will, in September... and October will be pre-sales for the DVD, which comes out in November.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so then that's the...
run. So it's going to be a wide release in...
yes, well, it'll be worldwide release in November, the same as the DVD.
Oh, okay.
You know, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. That'd be awesome.
It's going to be great. I think everybody will love it, and I hope so. Most of the people we showed it to are really excited about it.
Okay.
And it's sort of the first sort of romantic comedy that really delves into the bear scene, so I'm hoping that everybody... finds that I did a good job.
So right now you're done with it, and you're just we have to get people to check it out. So
this is a great way of just showing the trailer. Mm-hmm. We're actually still in post production doing sound design. So we have the composer from Glee, Carrie Musi, who came in and he wrote the love song for Glee, and he fell in love with the movie. Said you made one of the best gay films he's ever seen. And he wanted to be a part of it, and I was like, thank God. But he's amazing.
Because
score is important. The score is very important to a film. It really, if it's not done right, it's not as good as when it's done right.
Yeah.
So we're doing that, and we're doing sound design. There's a lot that goes into making a feature film feel realistic.
Yeah.
Sound is half the battle. So the picture's done, but the sound is being worked on till about June.
Do you have a cameo in it?
I do have a cameo.
Okay.
Me and Kevin Chamberlain have a little thing about screwing around in the back room.
And nice Kevin, cameo.
Yes,
wow.
Exactly. Well, and Kevin, he's on Broadway right now with Adam's Family, which is perfect for him. So,
okay.
So that's it. And you know, there's a lot of cameos, a lot of good people. And Rex and Dustin from
Wolf Tees.
From Wolf Tees, they got a little cameo going.
Wolf Tees guys.
Yes, special thanks to those guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. So right now you're in Facebook.
Yes, and, yes. It's Facebook. On Facebook, it's just called Bear City.
Bear City.
And okay. then it's www.bearcitythemovie.com. You can get on the mailing list there.
This is your first movie venture?
Nope, second. My first one was called Raising Heroes.
Oh, that's right.
The first gay action film.
Ah.
Way back in the day. Yes, a long time ago. Done on 12 credit cards, which is why it took me so long to make this one.
Okay.
But it was a lot of fun. It's a good. You can still get that in places.
Okay, so then this one...
Yes. We'll
get people to watch it. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Doug, for being in the show and telling us about Bear City the movie.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cool.
That was a great interview with Doug. Thank you very much, Doug Langway, for joining us in the show. And more power to your movie. Actually,
did you see the previews, Maynard?
Yes, I did. I saw the previews, both Bear Nation and Bear City, the movie. And
it's
Bear awesome. Bear City.
Is it a real story?
It's a real story. It's like, how can I compare it to any gay flick?
Is it a made up story or is it
it's a made up story?
Documentary type thing.
Oh, you know, yeah, that's what he said. It's not a documentary. It's a made up. It's a story and it's.
Like Bear
some,
Cub.
Some, it's like Bear Cub. And, okay. But it's more like a story of a story on Doug himself. It's like a reflection of himself. Well, that's what I gathered from the interview. But it's still in post-production right now. They're doing the audio part right now. So they're working on it.
That's very cool.
So interesting. So guys, stay tuned when it comes out in the movies and... comes out on DVD, I think sometime in the fall, I think it will arrive. So stay tuned to this channel, same Bear channel here at Bear Podcast, who will tell you when it's going to be coming out. And I'm excited. I'm excited for all these films coming out by Malcolm Ingram and by Doug Langway, all these Bear movies coming out. And, you know, it's becoming too popular now, the Bear genre. And it's just interesting that now we have filmmakers. You know what, Ray? Do you plan to do, besides porn right now with hotethnicmen.com, do you plan to do any Bear movies or a reality show or whatever?
Excuse me.
Ray!
I'm sorry. I don't know if it's the allergies or what, but I just cannot stay awake. It's been that way all weekend, and today's even been worse. But I don't know. Right now, I don't have the money or time to do anything other than what I'm doing. So, you know, if I win the lottery or the company really takes off and I get some free time, then yeah, I think about doing a short movie.
Mm-hmm. Make some shorts. Yeah. Short movie. Okay, how about some emails?
Chaser Town or something, you know.
Chaser City. Chaser City. Chaser City, the movie.
There's one bear and thousands of chasers. Do them all, of course.
Uh-huh. That's right. Oh my God. We'll do the chaser show. Okay. Let's go on with some emails. Okay. We have an email from Chuck. Okay. This is interesting. He also liked the episode with episode 307 with Don and Robert. So he says here, first of all, just wanted to let you know that I look forward to listening to your podcast each and every time. This episode was very intriguing since I myself am a mixed cub. Okay, he's Korean and black.
Yes, I've seen his pictures.
Yes, and he has a Caucasian boy. So what do you think if he's Korean and black? Does that mean he's very smooth and he's a very big dick? Is that how it is? What do you think, Ray?
I don't know. It depends on how the genetics work.
Oh, okay. That's how I imagine him right now. Anyway, so he has a Caucasian boyfriend, Matt. Hi, Matt. This is my fourth LTR and all have been interracial. I've been with three Caucasians and one Mexican. Oh, my God. You've been around. You've been around, Chuck.
God, man. He's almost been around as much as you have.
Excuse me. Okay. I've experienced a lot of racism growing up, but I haven't found too much within the gay community as a whole. Well, no more than in the straight world. My first partner for 10 and a half years said that a few of his friends expressed concern over our interracial dating. But other than that, I haven't heard too much. I've met plenty of guys. Mm-hmm. plenty of guys who say that they're into they're into or not into black or Asian guys, but that's a preference. I find myself dating mostly bearded, husky Caucasian guys, but there are plenty of other guys who turn my head as well, such as Latinos, Asians, Indians, blacks, etc. And I guess I just haven't had the opportunity. That not that I'm complaining, because I'm perfectly happy with the one that I have right now. So he said he hasn't been to a bear run before, which is something that him and his boyfriend have described as a very jovial experience. Yeah, yeah. Chuck, come to Bear Watch. May. What's the date, Ray?
May 21st to the 23rd.
Yeah, come to Bear Watch. Bearwatch.net. Ding. Okay, so yeah. What else? Yeah, in any case, I'm perfectly happy in my experiences of interracial dating. As a matter of fact, I think it's a good thing, since it gives people an opportunity to learn from each other's cultures and life experiences. How else are we to grow if we don't take the time to learn more from one another? Thanks for the show. Thank you very much, Chuck, for the email. It's good to hear from our listeners. And yeah, it's interesting that he's had many boyfriends before. How many total boyfriends have you had, Ray?
Boyfriends?
Yes. LTRs, how's that?
Long-term relationships? Two.
Two, okay. Me, I would say...
Boyfriends?
Three.
Probably three or four. Mm-hmm. Tricks? Lost count a long time ago.
Oh, good. I can't say anything about tricks. I don't trick a lot. So I don't
not
trick.
What I heard from Matt TBIU.
What? Shut up, Ray. Okay. Okay, next email.
Twitter and
Grindr. Oh, I should tell you about Grindr in a minute. I'll tell you in a minute. Okay, let's go to this email from Bill from St. Louis. Hey guys, just wanted to say I like the show with Robert and Don on racism. Don is very funny and it had me cracking up. Yeah, he made me laugh a lot too. You guys asked if anyone has experienced racism or discrimination at a bear run. This isn't really a racism issue, but I have a friend who is a skinny guy, very hairy, and considers himself a cub or a bear. Another bear at the bear run told him he couldn't be a cub because he was too skinny. I have also been told that this, not at runs, but online. One other question I wonder about is, do some bears discriminate against twinks? Ray, listen to this. Listen, Ray. Okay. I have wondered about... I'm sorry. Don't look at me like that. What are you doing? Okay.
I'm waiting for you to get to the point.
Ah, okay. Hold on. Let me finish the email. Okay. He says here, one other question I have wondered about is, do some bears discriminate against twinks? Or bears who like twinks, because they may have been discriminated against by twinks at non-bear leather bars. I'm confused already.
Don't get me started on twinks. This and a bear. Don't even get me started. Just don't get me started.
Oh.
But if there are any twinks out there listening that have been discriminated by bears, call Dr. Ray. I'm Dr. Feel Good. I will make a twink feel good.
He'll make it all right for you. Okay, he says, good to continue, he says, when I was first coming out, I would often go with friends to bars that was known for being twink or preppy boy bar. If a bear or a large guy or a guy who was extremely hairy, like myself, walked in, they would immediately get looks like, why are you here? Or they would not talk to us the entire night. Yeah, so I'm sorry to hear that, Bill. That happens to me a lot too. I think it's sad that discrimination exists within the gay community. Yeah, that's true. It's already a niche community, and then inside it, there's still discrimination. We are already discriminated against and treated like second class citizens. What? Oh.
Sorry. I said, I don't think it's worse discrimination as people have preferences. And I think some people take it to the extreme, but, you know, I think we all like what we like. And I guess life's tough enough being gay that we figured, you know what, why waste our time on doing something that we don't want to do and spend it on stuff that we want to do. So,
you know, you're right. It's probably just really preference. People just don't prefer, not necessarily discrimination.
And I've had bears come on to me and I've just said, you know, thanks, you know, you're cute and all that, but I'm just not interested.
After you make out with them?
No.
For a minute?
No. I don't tease. I'm not a tease.
You're not a tease? Have you ever made out with a bear, Ray? By accident or by, you know?
Now, wait a minute. How do you make out with a bear by accident?
I don't know. I don't know if you've experienced that. I was just wondering.
That's kind of like walking to a girl said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I just ate you out. It was a mistake. I didn't realize."
Well, by mistake meaning, you know, you were being nice, because I've heard stories about that.
No, because I don't want to leave people down that road.
Oh, really?
Okay. I mean, I'll flirt to a certain extent with other bears and stuff, but you know, I don't want people getting people so upset and then be like, "Slam, can't touch this." I ain't like that.
Okay, so thank you, Ray, for that dance. He was actually dancing at that point. All right. Anything else? This week, it's been a great week. TBRU weekend. It's been it's a record holder, actually. 1,200, more than 1,200 people came, and that's a record breaker, I guess, in any bear that I've ever heard, any gay event. That I've ever heard. I think this is the
best. Let's hope we get 250 at Bear Watch this year.
Yeah, I hope so. Even more. We'll see. So, yeah, guys, check out bearwatch.net. May 21st to 22nd. Is that right, Ray?
23rd.
21st to 23rd. Yeah, that's our 23rd. Our own bear run here in Houston. Galveston, actually. It's going to be in Galveston.
That's right.
So go to bearwatch.net.
And fabulous. It's a superhero thing.
Yep, superhero theme. Actually, TBRU is going to be the same thing next year. They're going to do comics, Ray. I think they're following our
suit. They just want a copycat. That's all I'm saying. They just want a copycat. They heard of a great idea, and they're like, damn. Yeah.
I'm sure it's a coincidence or something. Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening.
It's an organization. They got spies.
They got spies? You have maybe people from Louis, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. Let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com, or my email address is nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can contact me at ray@bearpodcast.com. Or even better, give us a call on the telephone line, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call. We'll play it on the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Subscribe by iTunes, follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And visit the website for the show notes for this for the interview. And thank you again to Doug Langway for joining us. It's awesome that we're able to make this incredible film. And I saw the previews. I think it's going to be amazing.
Is there any chasers in the movie?
Yes, actually, there are chasers. There are chasers, there are cubs, there are chasers, there are twinks, and there are bears, and hot, hot bears too. So it's really a good mix. I think he hit the spot there, that it kind of represents everyone. Everyone who is into bears, and everyone who is into daddies, and polar bears, and people who are into twinks. And he kind of covered everyone. That's how I look at the film.
Daddy.
Okay, so thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.